Thank you for calling the organizational staff analyst for the week starting with the holiday celebrating Martin Luther King. This week's news goes back to last June. At that time, DC-37 settled the contract to set the pattern for the non-pedagogical civilian unions. One aspect of that pattern was a change in how the family medical leave benefits are handled. Previously, the U.S. government had mandated the Family Medical Leave Act. FMLA meant you could now take up to 12 weeks off without pay to deal with family emergencies. The new change was designed to provide a small payment to the members for a part of the unpaid leave by using the state workers' compensation law. Originally, DC-37 envisioned this aspect of the contract as requiring joint bargaining by the affected civilian locals, but later this morphed into DC-37 going first and the rest following as fast as the contract was negotiated. Even that simplification did not mean a quick implementation, and none did occur until now. As of last Wednesday, January 16th, Personnel Service Bulletin 440-16 has been updated. Retroactive to January 6th of this year, some employees will be entitled to payments for a number of weeks of family medical leave. Are we eligible to be covered? Now, that's a really good question. We're reaching out to labor relations and would hope to have an answer by next week's newsline. Since it is the pattern, and since it says January 6th of this year, are we covered already, or does this await final negotiation of our contract? Either way, now or later, this personnel services bulletin will be important to us, so we are attaching it in full on our website. Since this benefit is paid for by a deduction out of each of our paychecks, it is not really extra money, but it could be an important benefit in time of need. Other news. As the federal government shutdown continued, we are wondering if the AFL-CIO or the municipal labor unions are considering any joint efforts to help the workers caught up in this absurd disaster. We are wondering. That's all for this week. Thank you for calling, and call again next week.